Hiya, we're Dana Scully and the Tiger Sharks, and we're gonna play some small studio session songs for y'all.
Mile up the hill, the boulder chases us down again. Riding over things we can't control. Rocks and stones they place are pushing us down again.
Dana, thank you for being here today,
yeah.
And thank you for the performance.
Yeah, thanks for having me and us.
And I want to ask about a couple institutions, organizations here in the city that have had a lot of influence on your life.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all is Girls Rock Indianapolis,
yes.
A music program, a summer camp for young women that teaches them the rudiments of rock and roll music, right? I understand that Girls Rock played a big role in your work.
I think I probably would have given up music as like a pursuit long-term, if I hadn't like stayed in the camp and stayed in that community. I think that like my academic pursuits as a kid, like definitely would have steered me in a different direction. But because I was instilled with this passion for music and for performance specifically, I think I really just fell into that niche through the camp. And now I get to teach other kids to do that. So it's awesome.
The second institution I want to ask you about,
yes,
is an all-ages venue here in Indianapolis, the Hoosier Dome on
yes.
Prospect Street, just outside of the Fountain Square neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your connection to the
this
Hoosier Dome.
This is wild. Yeah. He has done his research. So the first ever show that I played live was in 2011 or 12 at the Hoosier Dome. It was their high school Battle of the Bands that they were doing. I think that, coupled with Girls Rock keeping me in music, I think was probably where the community aspect of it came for me.
And you have a unique voice and style as a songwriter, and I want to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Let's start with one, a new song, Mama Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Proud Boys.
It was a meme on the song title, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. So I just kind of wrote that about just the kids I grew up around, like just being in these circumstances where they don't really have access to knowledge. They don't have access to people that are not like them. And so that sort of lack of access turns into a fear.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be proud boys. It's not much worse than an angry white boy with
Dana, you're 23 now. You're
yes.
at an age where some people are just starting to
yeah,
seriously, you know, build a.
Can you tell I have anxiety?
Career in music, but you're already like a seasoned veteran of the music scene. Where do you want to go with this? Where do you see yourself going as a musician in the next decade?
I mean,
or two
I
decades?
Don't. Yeah, I really see it being something that I want to put a lot of effort into, you know, being able to like subsist off of playing rad shows with my friends would be awesome.
Dana, thank you so much for being here today. And thank you for creating such thoughtful art.
You.
Appreciate it.
Oh, thank yeah. you. Thank you for doing your homework and being awesome.
One, two, three. I watch the skyline.